One of the country's oldest and richest family business empires is breaking up. The Pritzker family of Chicago plans to sell off much of its $15 billion worth of investments to settle a financial spat among its members. The Pritzkers, whose fortune began more than a century ago, have been famous for keeping their affairs far from the public eye. But now, an 18-year-old cousin, who has filed a lawsuit claiming that she's been cheated out of more than $1 billion, has put the clan's affairs on full display. Mark Mermont of the Wall Street Journal has followed the Pritzkers for years. He says it'll take some time to divvy up the family's vast holdings.
It's a very, very large empire, probably worth at least $15 billion. The crown jewel of the family empire is Hyatt Hotels, which I'm sure everyone is familiar with. They also own a great variety of industrial companies through a group in Chicago called Marmon Group, with about $6 billion in revenues. They have very extensive real estate holdings around the country. They have a lot of gambling enterprises. They own the TransUnion Credit Bureau. They have a very large, I think 25% stake in the Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, and just goes on and on.
And why is this family holding breaking apart?
Well, Robert, it's a little bit like the Dallas and Dynasty TV shows, only there's a lot more money at stake. I think what's essentially happened is that this family was founded about 100 years ago, and now we're into the fourth generation who are adults in their 40s and 50s, and only three of the members of the dozen or so in that generation are actively involved in managing the family empire. And the other ones, you know, are off doing their own thing. And they see, you know, the family empire money is theirs by right, by birth, and they weren't getting their share of it. And they wanted more, and there was a lot of tension over one of their cousins who had sort of ascended to the head of the family after the death of Jay Pritzker several years ago. They believed was being a little high-handed. It's sort of a natural thing one could expect in a dozen family members, but the stakes here are just incredibly high. It's over an average of $1.3 billion per individual.
You think the essence of what's happened here is that after this many generations, there are just so many people, only a limited number would really have an active role in the business, and ultimately lots of people would have an interest in just cashing out, being more like a stockholder, I guess, than being a member of the family?
I think that's a large part of it. This is a very tight-knit, has been a very tight-knit, closed-mouth family. And the fact that this is all coming out, I mean, this settlement was apparently reached a year ago, more than a year ago, and they've kept it quiet for more than a year. I believe that many of the family members believe that they've handled this appropriately. All the negotiations were handled privately, and they came to what seems to be a reasonable agreement among all the cousins, without litigation, without, you know, significant ugliness. And they feel that this is the way it should be handled rather than through open warfare, as has happened to many other families of this kind of wealth. But the fact that the cracks are starting to appear now, that there's anger beneath the surface here, that's very difficult for outsiders to tell. But clearly anger, bitterness, resentment plays out in any family, and when you're talking about billions of dollars, it probably gets magnified.
Mr. Mermont, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.
Mark Mermont, who is Deputy Boston Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal, talking about the breakup of the $15 billion Pritzker family empire.